father went to America, like I told you, my younger brother is not here anymore. All my brothers are gone. He was just maybe 2 months old. After the breeze, he went there. And my mother, the store, she couldn't keep it up because she didn't have money to buy what to sell. So they gave her an assignment. And then if she didn't pay the bill as early as they wanted, so they stopped giving her. So she decided that she's going to go to the village and buy trinkets for the women and some for the men. And instead of money, they gave her produce. Then when she came home, she sold the produce and she bought again the trinkets. And this is the way we...
So she was a peddler to the villages.
That's right. And this the way we survived, you know. I remember my mother wasn't home, and I'm the third of the oldest children. And it was very cold in the house, and the kids didn't have much to eat. And I didn't know what to do, so I saw them. My next door neighbor, his name was Osha Margolis, Osha Margolis. He has family in here someplace. And it was a stack of wood, you know. I figured, I'm going to go and I'll pull out a couple of pieces of wood. What can they do me? They put me to jail? Let them put me in jail. I pulled out a couple of logs of the wood, and I came into the house, and it was, they call it a hube. That it gives heat, but you can't cook in it. And I made warm in the house, and the kids were so happy, and I don't know, I had something to eat, I gave them something to eat, and they fell asleep, and I was very happy about it. So from that day on, if I was cold, I took some, maybe this, they were rich people, he made a living, I don't know what he did, he made a living, and he had a nice house. And he had everything, so he probably saw that I take it, but he never said anything. And he kept warm during the week. That's the only thing I stole in my life, I want you to know.